Nobel Prize-winning American biologist Günter Blobel donated all his prize money, nearly $1 million, to help rebuild a church in Dresden that was destroyed in World War II. Blobel is now heading an initiative to rebuild another church in nearby Leipzig that was blown up by the communist East German government in 1968. NPR's Emily Harris visited Leipzig and discovered that Blobel's efforts aren't particularly welcome by local officials.
One of the few things left from Leipzig's University Church is a small practice organ. It was hurriedly removed in 1968 after plans to blow up the church became known. The grand organ and the rest of the University Church are buried somewhere under a hill of rubble near central Leipzig. The hill is now grown over with grass and trees. There's a new wooden marker up here with the year 1968 carved in it, as if a gravestone for the church. The marker was put up by people who want the church rebuilt. Günter Blobel heads that effort.
It was willfully destroyed, and I think we must not tolerate that.
Blobel, a native German and naturalized American, wants to see the church rebuilt in its original Gothic style.
This is much more than a church. This is a shrine of German cultural history, connected to the most important names in German cultural history, from Luther to Bach to Wagner to Heisenberg. It's beyond, way beyond the horizons of the Leipzig University and of even of the Leipzig mayor.
Leipzig's mayor, Wolfgang Tiefensee, agrees something must now replace the 60s-era classroom building that replaced the church. But recreating the church, he says, would allow people to forget that it was willfully destroyed.
Ich denke, dass das eine schlechte Geschichtserinnerung ist.
I think that it's a poor reminder of history to rebuild something exactly as it was. We have to manage to represent the act of destruction in the new building. We cannot make something not happen that has happened. Plus, the property belongs to the university, and they don't want a church there.
University Chancellor Günther Löser wants a new home for the Information Technology and Economics departments.
We have a department of Protestant theology at the university, and even they say they can't use a church in the size and shape of the earlier one. Of course, there are several university-sponsored religious events, Mass every Sunday, another on Wednesday evenings, and on Sundays a university music event. These are for people that consider themselves Christians. They are a small minority, which is understandable for our time, and they themselves say they don't need a church that big.
The university does want a type of auditorium, though, and Blobel's group has designed a Gothic interior that can handle multimedia presentations, large groups, and religious services. The fight over the interior, at least, sometimes feels like a question of emphasis. Will it be a university assembly hall that can be used as a church, or a church that's useful to the university? But university and city officials are dead set against a Gothic exterior. They want a building for the 21st century. Blobel says their arguments are the same as those used to justify blowing up the church.
If you read what was written at the time, that one wants to build a socialist future, something for the future, and these old buildings cannot fulfill the functions of the for the future and all of this. And if you read what is now written and what the university said, it's almost word by word the same thing.
The mayor takes offense at that.
Ich habe im Kommunismus gelebt, Herr Blobel nicht.
I have lived under communism, Mr. Blobel has not. I believe I know how a dictatorship works. I do not need to rebuild the church in order to defeat communism.
A home movie of the explosion that brought down the church shows it took only a few seconds to topple the more than 700-year-old building. Bernard Feet was 12 at the time. His father took the movie and told him the destruction offended the people of Leipzig so much that it would be the beginning of the end of the communist government.
At first
there were only rumors that the church would be blown. People said they can't do that, it's too valuable. They won't do it. Then they did it.
What happens next depends in part on decisions made outside of Leipzig. The regional government, which will provide much of the funding, originally opposed a church entirely. But recently, regional officials decided a church was possible. Emily Harris, NPR News.
You can watch the destruction of the university church and see proposals for its replacement at our website, npr.org.